Cotton, if Biden can stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes, I hope he can stand with Israel for as long as it takes. By Jeff Poor on October 8, 2023. During an appearance on this week's broadcast of Fox News Channel's Sunday Morning Futures, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, argued for freedom of action for Israel in its response to a terror attack on its territory from Hamas. The Arkansas Republican called on President Joe Biden to take a similar stance on Israel as he is with Ukraine. What specifically does the administration mean when it says we will support Israel? FNC host Maria Bartiromo said. Is that humanitarian efforts? Is that armament and weaponry? What does that mean? Maria, what Israel needs now more than anything is freedom of action, Cotton replied. There's no question that the Israeli Defense Forces can destroy Hamas inside the Gaza Strip. But they need the freedom of action and time to destroy Hamas. That takes the form of American military, diplomatic and political support. The military support may require resupply of things like interceptors for their missile defense systems or artillery shells, rockets, missiles, small arms ammunition. It may take more intangible forms of support. Like mission planning for what will be very complex urban operations or intelligence support as well? In addition to that military support, the United States needs to provide diplomatic and political support, he continued. Again, it's nice to see European leaders lighting up their national legislatures with the Israeli flag. But when Hamas starts trotting out dead bodies of civilian casualties caused by Hamas' use of civilians as human shields in the days ahead, and European leaders in the United Nations and liberals in the Democratic Party start pressuring President Biden to demand a ceasefire or demand that Israel withdraw, it's essential that President Biden not give an inch. That he give Israel the time and the freedom of action it needs to destroy Hamas. Again, if President Biden can stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes, I hope President Biden can stand with Israel for as long as it takes, Cotton added. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.